This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yep, that's it, guys. This is Johnny and Inel. You are listening to us live on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even get to do it this time.
So I know.
You've wasted the listeners' time. You've wasted my time.
I forgot the time. I forgot everything, man.
Do you want to do it again?
Oh.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Would you look at that?
What's going on with this?
You have to go. I've done it.
Yeah.
You interrupted. Go on.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Would you look at that? It's 4 o'clock. It's 4 p.m. on Thursday. You know what it is. That means it's time for Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
There you go. It's official now.
Yeah, that's better. That is like an absolute just smothering of our little cue that is coming on there. So yes, people, it is Thursday. It is 4 p.m. and that means that it's Johnny and Inel time. Ooh. So exciting!
That's right, guys. Grab your seats. Put the kettle on. You know, get yourself a nice little brew, and then strap yourself in for the next 2 hours.
Luckily, people might have been listening just then, obviously, to Hugh and Michael, and had a great time. Ooh. It's just a whole FUBAR afternoon these Thursdays now, is it?
People are getting more bang for their buck.
More bang for the buck. I've heard that people actually call it FUBAR Thursdays as well.
FUBAR Thursdays.
Yeah, like our listeners, which is good.
You know.
FUBAR Thursdays. So.
There we go. Thank you, listeners. Thanks for that.
Absolutely. We did kind of mention just at the tail end of their show, but you are dressed up all smart at the moment, Inel.
I'm looking quite dapper. I'm dressed for TV, even though it's radio.
CCTV. Absolutely. Just trying to get that security guard to stop following you.
Yeah, you catch me on Crime Wars, man.
He wants that part in the reconstruction.
I need that part for the reconstructions, man. they pay well.
Now, you're looking like one of those American preachers in the soul choirs right now.
I'm saying to you, you gotta reach for the Lord, then you gotta feel it.
Do you feel the spirit running through
the spirit? Oh, that's the devil. I can feel him. Get him out of the room.
Good. We got a sound effect for that, definitely. Well done.
Jesus.
Alright, mate. Alright. Don't overplay it. They're going to think you're real now.
That's my Sunday thing.
In fact, it's not necessarily a good thing as well. I've heard a lot of them guys are actually quite creepy, aren't they?
It depends on the sort of crowd you hang around with. I mean, the Sunday lot, yeah, they can get a bit, you know.
Yeah. A bit touchy feely, I've heard. Yeah. But,
Apparently the devil is right on the behind.
The devil in the hips.
I can feel him.
The devil below the hip line.
There he is. I got him.
I trapped him. I'll take it off. Yeah.
But I just wanted the listeners to know I dressed up for them, so you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the style, the swagger.
Thank you.
I'm rocking the customary hoodie, so there you go.
Custom,
pretty much customary. If I did have a kind of little figurine that was sold in all good retailers of myself, it would come in a green hoodie.
Got everything in green.
Yeah, that's my brand, basically.
Where did the green thing come from, anyway? I can't remember.
Yeah, well, no, it's just my favourite colour, so, you know, that's basically how it rolls.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you know. And yours is yellow, because we basically... Yeah, that's what we had on our show, didn't we?
Yeah, I like bright colours, you know.
Good stuff.
How are you doing today? You doing good?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well. There's a little bit of a hectic little shake over there, wasn't it? Because we had a show before us, which is cool.
We're used to that. We're used to it.
Oh, I know.
Chuck us in the deep end. I can swim.
Yeah.
If I got a rubber ring.
That's not true. We know that, yeah. We've seen you.
See me in the swimming bath.
Don't do anything for black stereotypes in swimming, do you?
Mate, that stereotype is true.
Absolutely.
it's the darkness of my skin. It just makes me sink. That's what it is.
Not a bit of science behind that.
If you see me in a swimming pool, you'd be like, he's great. That's correct.
Yeah. That's the kind of science Donald Trump relies on.
Trump science. I've seen them.
We gotta stop them coming into the country because they can't swim. Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if he lets one of those out.
Oh, I'd have no doubt. Oh, he come for brothers anyway. After he's done with Muslims, he come for a couple of brothers, didn't they?
I think he's a very clever man, even though he acts really dumb. He's clever because he knows anything he says he's gonna get anyone's attention. As soon as his attention disappears from him, he'll just say something controversial and it's back on him again.
Oh, I don't know if that's clever. That's the kind of stuff Katie Hopkins does, isn't it? I just think it's, you know,
look how loaded she is now.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's all you want, another word would be vapid.
Vapid.
Vacuous. You know, I mean, it's not that clever. It's like, you know, I mean, in the same way as I've been watching Celeb Big Brother as well. So shout out to all of our listeners who like that kind of shallow TV. I'm there and single.
Friday Night Eviction. Come on then, girls.
Exactly. And basically, I was watching Gemma Collins and she was basically saying, oh, yeah, you know, I'm like GC, I am. And basically, I turn it on for the cameras. It's just basically chatting grease and you know,
it's working for her though. She's got getting a little spin-off show now.
Oh, of course she. But what I'm saying is, like, being a kind of, you know, gossip and whatever.
Oh, it's never a good thing.
Yeah, it's just it's if you want to do that, then you can get yourself popular.
100% works. It's just not the best way to go about it. I think most people want to kind of leave a legacy behind, like a nice legacy that people kind of feel as if you've been respected and you're like a legend. Like I always look at Jackie Chan. Like, every time I think about that guy, I think, what a ledge. It's like, the amount of stuff he's done, the amount of movies he's done, the sort of different charities he does work for and all that. I'm like, that guy's a ledge. He can't do anything wrong. Then you got your Katie Hopkins, and it's like, you haven't contributed anything, have you?
So basically, Gemma Collins needs to work out whether she wants to be Jackie Chan or Katie Hopkins.
Well,
sort it out, Gemma. Make your choice.
But yes, welcome, listeners, to FUBAR Radio's Live and Loud. It's me, Inel, and him, Johnny Cochran.
Oh, let's do it officially, please. Hi, I'm Johnny Cochran, also known as Mr. Loverman. Johnny.
And it's me, Inel. Tomlinson.
There you go, official.
No, I feel like a friend today. Yeah.
Do you?
No, embrace it for the day, I guess.
What girls told you that today?
Basically, just a couple of days before Valentine's, and they're like, it's not what I thought it was.
Have you ever, to perpetuate our little sound kids, have you ever approached a girl you didn't know, gone up to her or whatever, tried to chat her up, I couldn't get your number or anything like that, and she's gone, no, I see us more as friends, when you weren't friends in the first place?
Yeah.
Really?
I remember it. It happened 9 years ago. I remember it to the day.
A girl who wasn't your friend says, I'll see you as a friend.
Remember it exactly.
That is deep. That is real friendship.
We was at the club. We was dancing around all night. And I was like, wow, I like this girl. I bought her drinks. It was like, yeah. It was like the first time I'd like spent like an evening like with a girl. Like usually it's like you're on the dance floor with your mates and then all your mates cop off with someone and you're like one of the stragglers like trying to find anyone. But straight away, like we hit it off, like was laughing and joking, bantering, dancing together, and like some grinding and shit. I was like, this is it. And I was like, I'm gonna ask for the number. I'm gonna do it. And she's like, I give my email.
Was that playing in the background?
It was. And then right at the end of the night, we was going to say goodbye. I was like, oh, let me just go in for a kiss. Like, a quick kiss. Like, wasn't going to go in for a full-on slog. I was like, at least like a kiss on the lips. Like, oh, I'm going now, a kiss. Bum, 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 bum. And as soon as I like started going towards me, she knew, and like she did like Stevie Wonder head dive. It was just like,
oh dear,
head just went right to the side, turned into a hug, and it was like, and a pat on the back, and it was like,
oh mate, showing her rugby league skills.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out. Bob and weave. So she was actually asking for you to be her friend, even though you weren't a friend.
But saying that though, 9 years later, she became a girlfriend. So
she
all
did.
About planting the seed.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one was this? I mean, you don't have to put a name on. The recent one.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Ooh. So there you go.
There you go. It's all about playing that same player. I'm fine with being a friend. So give it 9 years. And all these listeners are going to come running. Come on, listeners. You don't know it now. But in 9 years' time, you're going to be calling me.
You've put it out there. This guy is saying he's willing to wait 9 years. 9 years planting seeds. Full
that's a lot of allotment time.
Full grown
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.